wanted to speak about today is Mashiach will have many qualities. But the qualities of Mashiach, the same way you may say Mashiach, the days of Mashiach have periods. There's a evolves from one stage to the next stage. It's important to understand that these different stages in the world and Yom Yisrael Mashiach reflect, so to say, different tkufas within Mashiach himself, right? So that's the general gist I want to speak about. In that itself, there'll be a number of points. First of all, it's like this. I once gave a shiur in the past. It's on, if anyone wants to look it up, it's a website called learnmashiach.com that has this shiur, one of the other shiurim of mine, which is, why does Mashiach need to be a human being? Why can't Mashiach be the Eibishter himself, you know? And I discussed then at length that, right, that was Shita Sil, the way it's explained by many Rishonim. The Eibishter himself will be revealed. Like many Rishonim write that the second period of Mashiach, right, says Yemoisa Mashiach will be 40 years. What does it mean Yemoisa Mashiach is 40 years? Afterwards is what? Afterwards we're back into Galus. It means Yemoisa Mashiach is 40 years, means that afterwards Mashiach will be king for 40 years. After the 40 years, then it'll be the Eibishter himself will be revealed, so to say. You know, it'll be a much greater level. But the bottom line is, the halacha we paskin that what? That Mashiach, we have to, right, the Rebbe emphasizes, whoever doesn't believe boy in Mashiach, in other words, you have to believe that there will be a human being. A Yeludisha, a human being. Yeah. So, within Mashiach, so why does Mashiach have to be a human being? So I discussed then in Poshetim Shat, the Mashmos is that the Mashiach is coming at a state that Mashiach has to bring Elokus into the world. If a person is not going to happen all of a sudden one day, everyone will wake up, like by Maimed Har Sinai, they're all Nevi'im, they all saw Davish, they didn't even need Moshe Rabbeinu for the first two of the Seres HaDibros, right? It's not going to be like that. We're not going to be Kalim right away for all of this. It's going to have to be a human being, like a Mutsa Mechab, like a Di of a Rebbe. Someone that he's on a much higher level than us. He's able to contain all the revelations that are relevant for the generation. And he's able to explain to us, to bring it down to us, that we should be able to, you know, the Gashmius, right? You can't have someone that from one day to the next day, he has no shaykhis, anything. Next day, he doesn't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. He's talking to Abishir himself. There's going to be a need for someone that's greater than the generation to lead them, right? Just like, people will be great. What do you need? Someone even greater? So Chassidus already discusses this. Why if you hire Neshamas, you'll need Mashiach, which is a Melech, because Mashiach will be even greater than the other people. But fine, but that was the punchline of that shir was, if I remember correctly, is that the reason why I need a human Mashiach is because if you look at it from simple viewpoint, you know, people look it's very, it sounds very nice to have this, you know, whatever you call it, euphoria, right? The whole world is full of, but there has to be someone that makes that happen. And think about it. Imagine the world the way it's now. How is it going to happen that the world the way it's now will reach that euphoria that you're dreaming about? There has to be someone with supernatural qualities. And Derech HaTeva, obviously, I'm not talking about the Lamayim Derech HaTeva. If you go with Poshet, you know, you go with Ilam Kiminogi, you go with the Shitas Rambam, that discusses Mashiach in a very natural pattern. It's much more, highlights the super, so to say, superhuman qualities of Mashiach that is able to take a world that there's fighting and jealousy and hatred and who knows what, and transform it completely to a world that's filled with knowledge of Hashem. It's going to be the effect of a human being that will do it. So you can imagine there must be supernatural things this human being has, supernatural qualities, super things that he'll do, that will be able to affect the whole world. So that's in Pashtus. Now, if you want to go a little bit more apichsidus, so why do you need Mashiach to be a human being? Right? So this is the same question really is, why do you need Moshe Rabbeinu to be a human being? Why do you need Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place? Why couldn't he even hear directly from the Eibishter himself? And the same thing, the same question arises with Mashiach. This question is discussed in a number of places. There's, I think, two or three places that are very important to focus on. I mean, the Rebbe like addresses it kamat clearly. Regarding Mashiach, the place that Rebbe addresses it clearly is in the Sikh of Chai Yisara Tavshinun Beis. Sifu Tes. Rebbe speaks a lot about the idea of a shliach, that a shliach is an interesting combination. From one hand, a shliach, he's not a machine. A shliach has to be a human being that has his own intellect, has his own understanding what to do. But together with that, he's an extension, so to say, of the mishaleich, is the extension of the one that's sending him. So the Rebbe speaks that the avoid of Mashiach, the avoid of Yid of Dira B'tachtenim, is to unite ruchnis with gashmis, godliness with the physical world, or within the small world, the microcosm, whatever you call it, of a Jew himself, to unite his neshama with his guf. In order to do that, you need to have someone, a human being, that by him, he connects, right? You need to connect Dira B'tachtenim, you need to connect the Eibisha with the Tachtenim. So in order to do that, you need Mashiach who will embody that. He, since by him himself, he'll be able to have the unification of his neshama and his guf, ruchnis with gashmis, on the highest level possible, that will, so to say, clear the path for us.
Do I understand why it has to be that way? If Eibisha doesn't need
in other words, if the Eibisha will reveal himself, the way he is, this will be this euphoria, which means there's alakus and there's the veld. Right, so it's not a dira b'tachtenim. In other words, let's go step by step over here. That's in the Kudah the Rebbe speaks there in Chai Yisara Siftes. The whole sikh of the Rebbe, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but it comes out is that Mashiach is the one that unites, since by him himself, he unites the neshama and the guf, galin. In other words, you need to have a neshama beguf for this. You need to have someone that's, in order to unite ruchnis with gashmis, it's not a euphoria. It needs to be the Pe'el Mamish is some type of source within the world, Ruchnis and Gashmis meet, that give the Koyach for this unification to happen throughout the world. Similar to a little bit, I mean, it sounds a little similar to what the Rebbe explains in another mimer, famous mimer, God Aliyah Kved Abayis Hazeh, Tavshin Chav Beis, where the Rebbe explains over there that the revelation in the world, that Gashmis, the world itself, will become one with Hashem, comes through the Beis HaMikdash, since there's a place in the world where the physical, the Rebbe explains there at length, he goes, which I'm not going to learn the memory either, you can look it up, how the physical place of the Beis HaMikdash was a keli, particularly when Mashiach will come, or be a real vessel for the godliness that's, which is higher than the world, which will be enclosed in it. So from the Beis HaMikdash, it will spread to the whole world. I can ask the same question, why didn't the Beis HaMikdash? The famous question, Chassidus asks, other Rishonim has already asked, the Eibisha is everywhere, didn't need a Beis HaMikdash? Of course, the Eibisha is not limited. It's Kol Yochel, but I'm saying, in other words, but now that the Eibisha decided to do it, he did something that there's a Nekuda here. There wasn't Islamic Zayda Sakos. The Eibisha, because in order for it to spread throughout the world, you need that. There needs to be a place in the world where the Gashmis and Ruchnis become one, and from there it could spread throughout the whole world. That's Bechlan. Now, truth is, if you wanted to get, I mean, even though even there also, you need to try to understand Pshat. But last week, the Sikha from Yisrael, Tavshin and Beis, was Mamash Adis Nekuda. Parsha Yisrael, the Rebbe was explaining why did you have the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments in Parsha Yisrael, and later when Moshe repeats them in Parsha Yisrael, why do you need Moshe? Huh?
Oh, yeah, the second one.
I'm not talking about Afel and Yisrael, I'm talking about the second Dibros. So why do you need the Moshe Rabbeinu's repetition? So
that's similar.
Oh yeah, and it's a continuation. The themes continue. Yeah, in the Chanan. Here the Rebbe explains. Okay, yeah, fine. But there the Rebbe explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to by Dira B'Tachtonim, is comprised of two things. You're bringing down Eibishin himself is one thing, in the Tachtonim, which is another thing. And really, it's sometimes, like, the first, Rebbe gives really two, there's two levels in that sikha. The first level, if it's a dira to the Eibishter itself, the tachtenim become totally nullified. Right? This euphoria sounds very nice, but but the really, if you think about it, if there's such a revelation of godliness, the world won't be, you know, the world become bought. Like, but Matan Torah, we didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu, so what happened? Every dibur, the neshama, right, every commandment, the neshama left. So, on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu already gives us the koyach, since it goes through the medium of the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu, gives us the koyach, it brings it down to the tachtenim, to the world, to the gidre ha-tachtenim, that the world itself, as it exists on its own, becomes a keli for godliness. But, at this point, you're so to say, there's a little bit of a compromise, it would seem, that it's not the essence of the Eibisha. Once the Eibisha already becomes... It comes within the Matthias of the Tachtonim. It's It's a dira lo yizbarach, it's like a dwelling place for Hashem, but it's something else. But then the Rebbe goes even deeper, that you really have both things united, but that within the physical world itself, it becomes just a manifestation, something that's, so to say, within every single detail of creation, is just revealing the Eibushit himself. But again, even in that part of the Seichel, you need the medium of Moshe Rabbeinu. You need the medium of Moshe Rabbeinu, since Moshe Rabbeinu is within the world. He's the, the Rebbe doesn't use those words, but I guess he's the one that by him, in his, he was an Neshama and a Guf, he's the Isha Lekim. The Rebbe spoke about this also, Tavshin and Aleph, with Alf Nissen time. That, you know, part of it is what it says, Chetzi Yolam Ha'elish, from half and up was godliness, from lower half was man, which means he was a human being that incorporated within himself as much as a human being can, connection to the Eibishter. So by it coming through Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's coming through a person that's in a much higher level, obviously his physical body and his physical capacity is in a much more refined level, but at the end of the day, it's that he's still something that is an existence that's relatable to us, so that is the vehicle that godliness could become manifest to us in our metzius, as we are in a neshama and a guf, and not that our guf becomes nullified, but that our guf remains as a guf and becomes one with our neshama. So that's more or less, I think, in the Rebbe Sichas, it's pretty clear that that's basically the hasbara, why Mashiach is a baser v'dam, why Mashiach has to be a human being. Now, truth is together with that, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, right, it says really that the goal of Mashiach is considered to come from the Eibishter himself, not through Bas Vedam. So the Beis HaMikdash will be considered to be built by the Eibishter himself. Fine, whatever it might be, but fine, that's not relevant to our discussion right now. Now, since the goal of Mashiach, not only he'll affect the Yidden, but the revelation of Mashiach, that the revelation of godliness will be Mashiach, will affect the whole world. Right? The Rebbe emphasizes, the Rambam writes, V'yisak in Olam Kulam, Mashiach will affect the whole world. The Rebbe writes, Daim Semei Chai Medaber, the inanimate, the things that grow, the animals, right? The fact that V'gar Zevim Kevis, that animals will live in peace and harmony, comes because the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Who's going to cause that to happen? Mashiach. It's actually an interesting thing. You see, even in Pshut Yishol Mikra, in the Beis HaMikdash of Yecheskel, it doesn't describe, usually, we know in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were rings. They had in the side of the Mizbech a whole set of rings, that when the carbon had to be shechted, you had to tie it down. So they had like a swinging ring, able to lock the neck in. So I think the first Beis HaMikdash didn't have it, but in the second Beis HaMikdash, Eichnan Kohen Gadol instituted it. In the third Beis HaMikdash, if you look in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, he says that he describes there the Ezra Yisrael, whatever it is, the whole structure will be very different, but there'll be an ulam, there'll be like some type of a lobby or opening in front of the gate, the northern gate, and he describes there's 4-8 tables over there where you're going to shecht the karbonis need to be shechted in the north. Or they'll be shechted on the tables or near the tables, whichever way you want to learn pshat over there in the pasuk. It doesn't mention a word about the rings. First of all, it's moved over. It's not my yomber. They saw some writing. It also
why did they need it in the first place?
You'll soon see why. It says the Chassam Sefer writes, he says this word a few times. It says, Oz yalo mizbach chafarim. Says the behemoths that when Mashiach will come, then they'll go up on your animals, on your mizbeach oxen. Yeah. So usually he teaches there that he says when Mashiach will come, you won't need a ring to adra, but the animal itself, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. The animal will want to be brought up as a carbon. Won't have to hold it down. In Mikdash Yecheskel, he doesn't mention a thing about the tabois. He mentions his Abar Shulchanos from here, this side, that side. He doesn't mention a thing about the rings. He mentions the Shulchanos that you washed. Again, not every detail was mentioned of Vos Yecheskel, but he doesn't mention, you know, he should have mentioned it. Mitzraber also says this word, but much deeper. Mitzraber writes that when Mashiach will come, there will be batal debashir. People do mitzvahs automatically, similar to like the Rebbe Sicha, mitzvahs betelis, that you won't need to be commanded to do something, you won't feel like you're a separate entity that's fulfilling debashir's command. You do mitzvahs automatically. So there, the Mitzvah Rebbe writes that the animals also, it says, akvasim yerutsu, the animals are going to run on their own to be brought as a carbon without any hergish. Not that they're going to They're going to want a certain elevation. It's like, they'll be bottled. They won't even feel themselves. They're going to be run on their own accord.
Fire
has the nature that goes
runaway, wants to go to its source.
Yeah. Anyway, so Mashiach will affect the whole world, not just human beings. But now, what was important to understand is that the Rebbe speaks about this a few times. The Rebbe says a few places that the different periods of Mashiach that will take place in the days of Mashiach reflect the different periods within Mashiach himself. And the Rebbe highlighted this very, even in La Halacha, it's expressed very clearly. The Rebbe discussed that the Rambam writes Mashiach won't have to do miracles. Why isn't the criteria for Mashiach to do miracles? So the Rebbe explains, since the job of Mashiach, according to the Rambam, is not to make a supernatural world, the job of Mashiach is to bring the Shleimus of Teira v'Hamitzvahs. So Mamela Mashiach, since his job is not to do miracles, so it can't be that the way how you test that he's Mashiach is by seeing if he's able to perform a miracle or not. A person is tested the way the Evan HaBerchim want to see if a person is authentic, is you test him to see if he's fulfilling what he's meant to do. Mashiach is not meant to perform miracles, so you can't say that you're testing him to see if he's able to do miracles. You test him to see if he's going to bring the Shleimus HaTeira v'Hamitzvahs. So the Rebbe said the Sicha was later published in the Sichas Kodesh, and the Rebbe said this, Tav Shalom Chas, is the answer there. Interesting thing, the Rebbe's Mitzayin to a Gemara, Erchen Seif Perigimel. A discussion there is not directly negayat our discussion here, but there's a discussion, the Gemara, Parnas Lefi Adur, Adur Lefi Aparnas, that there must be...
You'll see.
That there must be a correlation between the generation, like we know that that the generation and the head of the generation have to be on some similar level. One is taka a head, the other one is a foot, a hand, a heart, whatever it might be. But there must be that the dur, the generation and the leader are similar. So Mamela, whatever level the world is at, the Mashiach is at, has to be connected. So fine. So you have a number of sources, it's clear, the same way that the truth is you look about any Godel beast or anything, that nothing happens in one shot necessarily. In other words, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was born Moshe Rabbeinu. But that he reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu when he was 80 years old and was ready to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim right when he was born. Not Begilui, right? Maybe Bekoyach Betza, whatever you want to call Begilui. There was a development, Ve'yigdal Moshe, right? It was a whole thing. So Adarach said by Mashiach, we see, just like Begashmius, there's stages. For example, the Ragachov speaks about this a lot. He says that the famous, I don't want to get into this whole thing, but one of the timeless, the whole discussion, if you could build the Beis Hamikdash before Mashiach or not before, with Mashiach, without Mashiach. It's one of the famous arguments is brought that there's a Yerushalmi Masechta Maaseh Sheni. Yerushalmi Masechta Maaseh Sheni writes that the building of the Beis Hamikdash will come before Malchus Beis David, come before the kingdom of David. And a lot of people want to use that Yerushalmi as a proof that we could build the Beis Hamikdash on our own. Whatever it is, I don't want to go through the whole thing. So the Rebbe Rashab says this word really, Ragachov emphasizes this word a number of times. He says, of course you need Mashiach to build the Beis Hamikdash. He says, when he's trying to say that the building of the Beis HaMikdash comes before Machos Beis Tov, that means that the Shleimus of the Machos of Mashiach, the completion of Mashiach's kingdom that will be king over every Yid, will only take place after the third Beis HaMikdash is built. But not that you could start building the Beis HaMikdash before Mashiach comes. Mashiach will take it started, but his Shleimus HaMachos, that becomes the Melech on Kol Yisrael, the Shleimus, will be after the third Beis HaMikdash. Rav Gershav says the same point, but he writes it in his way of putting it is that we know the Mashiach will have a mile of merech v'do and will be able to judge by a sense of smell. So that's it goes through the whole thing. That's what keser and pocket keser. Keser means to be able to judge by a sense of smell. It says this mile the Mashiach will come after the third Beis HaMikdash is built. But of course, Mashiach will start building the third Beis HaMikdash. So in other words, there's if you want to cut this down in basic terminology that you might be more familiar with, we know there's Cheskas Mashiach and Vadim Mashiach, right? We know there's a stage in Mashiach that's called Cheskas Mashiach, that he's presumed to be Mashiach, whatever you want to translate it. And then there's Vadim Mashiach, after he built the Beis HaMikdash, he gathered all in old Yidden, he's for sure Mashiach. So when he's Becheskas Mashiach, first of all, there's many more obstacles than when he's Vadim Mashiach. Becheskas Mashiach, there's wars, there's things you have to overcome. Yilchem Melchemes Hashem V'Yinatzeach, Yaakov Kol Yisrael. It's much more challenging. Mashiach Vada, he overcame any of these challenges. The world at large still needs to be fixed up, maybe, but at least for Bnei Yisrael, Shleimus HaTeirav HaMitzvah is now in place. So these different levels represent, these different levels of Mashiach's accomplishments, so to say, reflect within Mashiach himself, so to say, right? There's, within Mashiach himself, when he's Cheskas Mashiach, the world is still opposing him, it still has to fight, which means that the Maral speaks about this in his Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, somewhere. The fact that the world is able to oppose Mashiach is because Mashiach is not yet, didn't reach yet his ultimate Maila Vishlemos. Once he reaches that Maila, the world can't oppose it. So there's a struggle going on. Afterwards, Mashiach reaches a higher point. So the struggle is over. You know, he's able to overcome Yaakov Yilchem Chamas Hashem in Atzeach. He won. He was victorious. He built a Beis HaMikdash. So this is all within Mashiach himself. And then within that, as Rebbe always says, whoever's familiar, there's always, right, the Rebbe said, even when Mashiach comes, they'll still be screaming Mashiach now. Why? Because compared to the next second, which will be even a higher level, there's always a Zad Ein Sof, it's unlimited. But I'm talking about even, not only talking about those levels that we're not familiar with yet, but even those levels that we know about, it's a process. Again, in the Ram, I'm talking about, you know, obviously things could be hurried up and quick, but I'm saying, the word is that there's a stage of, no. So, I'm saying even after Mashiach Vada, there's still Aliyahs. There's all those Aliyahs depend.
Aliyahs are the same Mashiach now.
Yeah, the Rebbe says that. The Rebbe was a very sharp sikh, I think, in Shavuos Mem, somewhere around Shavuos Mem, hey, I think. Kyle Tarek, I forget exactly what the sikh, the Rebbe spoke then about that. Mosai. The Rebbe said that even when Mashiach comes, we'll scream Mashiach now. Because then we'll realize even a higher, in other words.
I understand. The Rebbe said. Yeah, this week's sikh,
there'll be none other.
Everything is
fine, but another word, but Lagabi, the same way when you learn Torah now.
I know, I understand. That's close, that's Mamish Shlava Mashiach. My learning Torah is an element.
No, but I'm saying the same way now. I think the Rebbe says, I mean, from the Rebbe's Mashm, I think clearly that way. In other words, Chassidus speaks about this. Is he learning? You look at my modem, Chias HaMeisim, right? Is he Meisim Shiach and Chias HaMeisim? Chias HaMeisim itself, there's different dagas. There's one level after another level. So when you have one level, it's ready Mashiach Vadai. But there's another level that you know is going to come. And you don't have that level yet. So now, what are we looking forward to? You may say Mashiach. You may say Mashiach, look forward to Tchias. I would have just putting in my words. You may say Mashiach, look forward to Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim will be the Gilui of the Etzim of the Neshamas Yisrael, which are higher than Tehrim. So whatever you want to call it. There's at least Adin Ketz. Again, going and knocking to Aleph HaShvi'i, there's Aliyahs in Aleph HaShvi'i. I don't want to get into it, but I'm saying it's Chol Leifin. So now, there's many, you have, for example, Drogachov attaches it very interestingly in Parashas Vayechi, when Moshe Yaakov, you know, prophesies about Mashiach, right? He says, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Kara Ravatz Ka Aryeh Yecholavi. I'm sorry, am I mixing? Yeah, so first he says Gur, and then Aryeh. First it's a cub, a lion cub, and then he's a lion. So Tagam Mughla says first it'll be a shilta, and it'll be a rulership, and then it'll be, you know. So he ties it in the same context like I mentioned before. The first Mashiach will be what? It'll be a smaller, he won't have the Indian of Merach V'doin, the ultimate level of kingdom that he could judge by his sense of smell. So first there'll be a gur like a cub, and then there'll be like, you know, then there'll be a line. Like a, anyway, but there's one thing I wanted to say, I'm not going to have time to, so maybe I'll next year.
The idea of the Kuhn conceived, it wasn't, is because it wasn't that way.
That's what the Raivet holds, not what the Rambam holds. It's not what the Rambam, the Raivet, that's the Machlegas Rambam and Raivet, and the Sikhet Chelech of Zayin. I just want to finish with one thought, which is very, which is, I didn't, I'm not going to have time to elaborate. In the Sikha of Shabbos, Pashas tells us, Shnun Beis, the Rebbe gives a whole different perspective over here. Yes, it's true that Mashiach himself, the stages within Mashiach himself. But the truth is that what's the most important Nekuda? Most important Nekuda is the second Mashiach emerges on the scene. The Rebbe speaks about this galus of the Metzius of Mashiach, and the Avodah V'Yir, the revelation of his essential connection with Eibishah, even before he does anything. Because whatever comes later, the Rebbe speaks about the Milut HaLevan and the birth of the moon. The fact that the moon appears, all the highest, the ultimate peak of its brightness at the 15th of the month, is just how its essence becomes manifest more and more in its light. But the initial point is that the essence emerges. So the Rebbe speaks about, even before Mashiach does all the pulas that will happen until you reach more and more and more and more, right? These are all manifestations taking the essence of Mashiach, how the essence of Mashiach expresses itself in more and more manifestations, in more and more giluim. But the word is very deep over here. The Nikuda and the Avodah V'Yidah means Mashiach will come, yeah, you'll serve the Eibishter, it will be permeated, Limud HaTorah, Kiyum HaMitzvos, everything. But in Avodah V'Yidah, it's the etzem is galus of the fact that he's connected with the Eibishter, even before he does anything. The Rebbe says about the zinyan of saying Moed Ani, the fact that he wakes up, he exists. That is zinyan of the skalas, that is the etzem of Mashiach. All the other things, not that the Mashiach has to wait until he eventually reach his essence. No, it's the other way around. According to Chassidus, first you start with the etzem. Anyway, fine, Dikir is, line take it from Yad Mamash.